Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with me here on this Monday, January the 22nd. We're starting both a new week and a new series. This week, Derek's going to be talking to us about a relationship with God. This, I have to tell you, is one of my favorite topics. I believe at heart that Christianity is a relationship with God. It's not primarily ritual. It's not primarily just fire insurance, you know, avoiding hell. It's not primarily duties and disciplines, although that's certainly part of it. It's about having a relationship with God, a living being who is incarnated in Jesus Christ. And Derek, I think, has done a tremendous amount of good in the world by teaching people to know Jesus, to hear his voice, to know him as a person. And in this teaching this week, he's going to be talking about knowing God. He uses the cross as the primary sort of symbol or way of understanding this. The cross has, of course, two different beams on it. One goes up and down from heaven to us, meaning our relationship with God. But the other one is the one that goes out horizontally, and it indicates our relationship with other people. You know, if we want to be balanced people, we need to have both a relationship with God and good, healthy relationships with other people. I think we all know folks who have no relationship with God who are good with people, and we know people who are interested in God but not that interested in other people, and neither one, frankly, is the balanced Christian life as we see it in the cross of Jesus Christ. And so Derek's going to be teaching us about how to know God, having a relationship with God, and he's going to be using the cross as the central focal point of that system of relationships. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us on having a relationship with God.
Today and for the rest of this week, I'll be sharing with you on one of life's most important issues, how to build successful relationships. Our world today is full of people who have developed skills in handling things, all sorts of things, cars, radios, engines, computers, printing presses, scientific instruments, and of course money. An endless list. But they do not know how to handle people. Their lives are a train of broken relationships. Nevertheless, in the last resort, if you succeed in handling everything you touch, but you cannot handle people, your life will be more of a failure than a success. And yet the key to successful relationships is not far from you. It is to be found, like the answer to so many other problems of life, in that unique and inexhaustible book, the Bible. The first thing I want to communicate to you today is that Christianity is primarily a religion of right relationships, rather than right doctrine. For many Christians, the primary test of whether a man is right or wrong is whether he holds the right doctrines. Now, I do not want to underestimate the importance of doctrine, but doctrine is not terminal. It is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. In Romans chapter 6, Paul calls doctrine a form or a mold. A mold is something that we pour something hot into to bring it out in a certain specific shape. The test of the mold is the product it produces. And so it is with doctrine. It's to be tested by its product. And the product is relationships. Doctrines are means. Relationships are ends. It's a sad fact, but many people who pride themselves on their right doctrines are wrong in almost all their relationships, at home, with other people, in business, with the members of their own church. And yet, they base all their claims to success on the rightness of their doctrines. The great symbol of the Christian faith has always been the cross. And this is very appropriate because a cross has two beams. without which it is incomplete. The one is vertical, the other is horizontal. These two beams symbolize two relationships. The vertical beam symbolizes our relationship toward God, but the horizontal beam symbolizes our relationship toward our fellow human beings. Now, it's a fact of nature, a fact of physics, that if one beam is out of line in a cross, the other must be. If the horizontal beam is crooked, we do not need to look to see if the vertical beam is crooked. It must be. And that's true in our relationships. If our relationships with our fellow human beings are wrong, our relationship with God cannot possibly be right. This is a painful fact for some, because especially in certain sections of the church, those which we might call evangelical or fundamentalist, the whole emphasis has been on doctrine and on relationship with God. All that is very good, but it's not sufficient. We have to get both beams in place. Now let me speak to you for a moment about the essence of relationship with God. I'd like to turn to a very familiar verse, Psalm 23, verse 1, where David says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Notice there that he's not talking about a doctrine. He's talking about a relationship, a personal relationship between himself and the Lord. And he declares that out of that relationship, he has total security. "I shall not want. Everything I will ever need for time and for eternity is included in that one relationship with God." Notice two things about that relationship. First of all, it's present. It's not future. Religious people sometimes tend to believe that everything good is going to happen in the future. Meanwhile, everything's going wrong and the world is falling to pieces, but somewhere in the future things are going to be all right. David speaks about a present relationship, one that he has now. And then it's a personal relationship. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." There's something direct and personal between the Lord and me, and that is the basis for my security. My security is not in a doctrine. It's in a relationship with God Himself, a relationship that guarantees the supply of every need in my life.
Don't you love that emphasis? The Lord is my shepherd. He's not just "the Lord is my shepherd." He's my shepherd, someone I should know, someone who should lead me, someone I should be in relationship with. That's a powerful truth, one that we've quoted time and again as we've quoted the 23rd Psalm, but its meaning is coming alive. There's more of just such truth for our lives as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
There are invisible spiritual powers in heavenly places. Hierarchies of angels are engaged in war on a scale that most Christians cannot imagine. And you are being drawn into the action. Why? Because as a follower of Jesus, you can play a key role in determining the outcome. The question is, are you ready to take your place in God's plan for the finale of the ages? In his new book, Rules of Engagement, Derek Prince offers the guidance you need to take your place in this monumental conflict. With it, you'll discover how to develop the character of a warrior and become more and more like Jesus Christ, your commanding officer. You'll gain confidence and learn what you need to know to complete the mission. To order your copy for only $12.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Order Rules of Engagement and conquer the trials you face now and prepare for victory in the greater battles to come. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you're joining us on this Monday. We're hearing Derek Prince talk to us about relationship with God. And man, am I glad he is talking about that, because this, in my view, is one of the central issues for Christians in their Christian walk, that they understand their Christian life as a relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's listen.
I personally believe that Christ has already made full provision for all the needs of his body, for every member of his body. But I know from experience that many of God's people are not living in the fullness of that provision. I believe perhaps the major reason is because the channels of supply, the joints, are not in working order. In other words, they're not in right relationship with their fellow believers, and so the supply of God for them is cut off because the joints are not working. In other words, if you want the fullness of God's supply, not only do you have to cultivate right relationship with God himself, but you have to cultivate right relationship with God's people. Let's look at two statements made about the early church in Acts chapter 4. It says in verse 32, "The multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither was there any among them that lacked." Those two things go together. First of all, complete unity and harmony between them all. Secondly, all their needs supplied. Neither was there among them any that lacked. How many groups of Christians do you know today of whom it could be said there was not one among them that lacked? I'm speaking this week about personal relationships, and I've started by looking at the cross, the great symbol of the Christian faith, and I've pointed out that the two beams of the cross, the vertical and the horizontal, symbolize two different directions of relationship. The vertical speaks of relationship with God. The horizontal speaks of relationship with God's people. Today I want to go on to speak more specifically about the vertical beam, about personal relationship with God. I'm going to explain the only basis on which God will enter into such a relationship with man. I'm going to start by reading from Psalm 50, the first five verses. "The Mighty One, God, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shone forth. May our God come," other versions say, "our God shall come and not keep silence. Fire devours before him, and it is very tempestuous around him. He summons the heavens above and the earth to judge his people. Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." Clearly, this is a preview of the personal return of the Lord Jesus Christ in glory and power at the close of this age. The main purpose that's spoken of here is to gather his people to himself. And he calls out, "Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." There is a very important definition there. Who are the godly ones? Who indeed are his people? The answer of Scripture is those that have made a covenant with God by sacrifice. More literally, the Hebrew says, "those who cut my covenant on the basis of a sacrifice." In other words, the godly ones, the people who truly belong to Christ, are those who've entered into a relationship with God that's based on a sacrifice. It's a covenant relationship. And that is the only basis of relationship which God will accept, a covenant based with the sacrifice. If we look through the history of the Bible, we see that every time God wanted to establish an enduring relationship with man, he did it through a covenant that was based on a sacrifice. That's how he made a covenant with Noah. That's how he made a covenant with Abraham. That's how he made a covenant with Israel. And that also is how he made his covenant with the church. The description of the making of the covenant between Jesus and the church is found in Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 and 28. This is the end of the Last Supper. And it says here, "He," that is Jesus, "took a cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is to be shed on behalf of many for forgiveness of sins. We see that the only way into the covenant was by drinking of that blood, which was the blood of the covenant. Jesus is very emphatic. He says, drink of it, all of you. In other words, there's no other way you can come into the covenant but through the blood, which speaks of the sacrifice. Now, the sacrifice of the new covenant is the death of Jesus. It's important for us to understand that from this aspect, the death of Jesus was a sacrifice. In fact, it was the sacrifice that consummated all other sacrifices recorded in the Bible. This is clearly stated in Hebrews. Chapter 9, verse 26 says of Jesus, but now once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And again in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12, but he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God. So you see the truth that emerges. To have a relationship with God, you must enter into a covenant. But a covenant must be based on a sacrifice. No sacrifice, no covenant, no covenant, no relationship with God. The new covenant, the New Testament, is based on the sacrifice of Jesus. He is the final, all-sufficient sacrifice for our sins. His blood is the emblem of the covenant.
You know, this is such powerful teaching on relationship with God. You might want to listen to it over and over and over, and you can do so on the website at derekprince.org. You'll find all kinds of information about Derek Prince Ministries, about other teachings. But for me, the main benefit is that I can listen to a seminal teaching that has impacted my life over and again. This is what psychologists tell us we need to do to hear everything. It's also what the Word of God tells us to do as we rehearse the things of God. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
There are invisible spiritual powers in heavenly places. Hierarchies of angels are engaged in war on a scale that most Christians cannot imagine. And you are being drawn into the action. Why? Because as a follower of Jesus, you can play a key role in determining the outcome. The question is, are you ready to take your place in God's plan for the finale of the ages? In his new book, Rules of Engagement, Derek Prince offers the guidance you need to take your place in this monumental conflict. With it, you'll discover how to develop the character of a warrior and become more and more like Jesus Christ, your commanding officer. You'll gain confidence and learn what you need to know to complete the mission. To order your copy for only $12.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Order Rules of Engagement and conquer the trials you face now and prepare for victory in the greater battles to come. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I hope you've heard every single word of Derek's teaching on relationship with God. This is the heart of Christianity, that God in Christ is offering us a relationship with himself. There's just no greater adventure to live. Let's listen.
Returning to Hebrews again, in chapter 9, verses 16 and 17, we find this statement about a covenant. For where a covenant is, there must of necessity be the death of the one who made it. For a covenant is valid only when men are dead, for it is never in force while the one who made it lives. The application is simple and practical. To be in covenant, we must lay down our life. Without the laying down of a life, there is no covenant relationship. Jesus set the pattern. But to enter into covenant with him, we have to follow the pattern that he set. He laid down his life for us. But the covenant is completed when we, in turn, lay down our lives for him. In Matthew 16, verse 25, Jesus says, for whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. That sets before us a very important alternative, a life to lose, a life to find. Jesus says, I have a life for you to find. It's a life in the security, the relationship of my covenant. But if you want to come into that life, find the new life in covenant relationship with me and with my people, Jesus says, first, you have to lose your life. You have to lay it down. Remember what it said in Hebrews, a covenant is only valid when the one who makes it is dead. This is the most radical demand of the gospel. It's one which has often been soft-pedaled and sometimes been ignored. But there can be no personal relationship with God apart from a covenant. And a covenant is valid only when those who make it lay down their lives. Jesus laid down his life. He gave up everything for us. If we are to be in covenant with him, we have to lay down our lives. I'm not talking now primarily about dying physically as a martyr, though that's often involved and could be the lot of some of us. But I'm talking about relinquishing everything we're holding on to, letting go of everything and saying to Jesus Christ, here I am, take me as I am, no reservations, nothing held back, I let my life go entirely, I lose it, and I trust you to give me within the covenant relationship the new life which you have promised. That is the way into the kingdom of God. That is the basis of covenant, the laying down of our life. Just as Jesus initially laid down his life for us, he set the pattern, and our responsibility is to follow that pattern. Let me put it in another word. I would say the basis for that relationship which Jesus speaks about can be summed up in this phrase. Direct, personal, total, unreserved commitment to God. Let me repeat that phrase once more. I want you to absorb it. Direct, personal, total, unreserved commitment to God.
You know what a beautiful truth, that we have to lose our lives to find them, but more importantly, we have to lose our lives to have a relationship. This is the truth that we're being taught in Scripture. You know, as a man who's just recently been married, I have to tell you that the whole idea of laying down your life so you can have a relationship with someone is such a sweet thing, and it's one of the most powerful experiences you can have in life. I told the love of my life, Beverly, I told her that I don't want to win an argument and lose her heart. I want to know her. I want to have a relationship with her. And that's what Jesus was attempting and is attempting to have with us. He laid down his life so that he could win the world to himself. Now we lay down our lives so that Christ can live through us and so that we can know him. I got to tell you, we were born for a relationship. As Derek often said, the meaning of life is a relationship. Now listen, you've got to get these truths in your heart over and over. Log on to the website at derekprince.org. You can listen, you can download a podcast, and that way you can rehearse these truths over and over again. You don't want to miss tomorrow as these truths continue to unfold. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
We are so very glad that you could be with us today for Derek Prince Legacy Radio. To order a copy of Derek's newest book, Rules of Engagement, for $12.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Our numbers again, 800-448-3261, 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.